Hey Potter fans! Welcome to the Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. This is Eileen Jones, one of the editors of the Harry Potter Lexicon website. I solemnly swear that I am up to no good. Book and chapter share the same title in Chamber of Secrets, Chapter 16. There are a couple of things that stood out to me when reading this chapter. These moments were about Dumbledore and Ginny. Chapter 16 showed me how Dumbledore is a symbol of leadership, hope, and strength, not only to Harry, but to everyone in Hogwarts. His leadership is evident in the fact that exams are still on, to the dismay of the second years. McGonagall explains that it was Dumbledore's request that things be kept running the same. That's the only reason the school remained open, even through all of the attacks. Later, in the Great Hall, McGonagall is going to make an announcement. "I have good news," she says. "Dumbledore is coming back," is the first guest shouted out. What a beacon of hope the headmaster must be to elicit this kind of reaction. As a side note, the fact that Oliver Wood's guess is Quidditch matches are back on is just so brilliant. J.K. Rowling has that great touch that even in this tense situation, she can still add a touch of humor and not have it be out of place. Lastly, while concealed in the wardrobe, Harry and Ron overhear the bad news that Ginny has been taken into the chamber. The door bursts open and Harry thinks it must be Dumbledore for one second, come back to make everything right again. This shows the strength that Harry sees in Dumbledore. What struck me about Ginny in this chapter is who she decided to trust. Upon hearing that later that night, she will be reported as the attacker, Ginny feels the need to confess. And who does she choose to confess to? Out of her whole family. Ron. And his friend Harry. I found this really interesting because we don't really see Ron interact much with Ginny in this book. In fact, Percy is mentioned as taking far more interest in Ginny this year than any of her other brothers. Perhaps the couple of years that they spent at home alone, while all of their other siblings were in school or working, they created a bond that we don't quite get to see in Chamber of Secrets. Or perhaps Harry, Ron's best mate, made her choose to confess to him. We know she has a crush on Harry and knows a lot about him. She's reported it all to Diary Riddle. She knows what Harry and Ron did at the end of last year. She probably thinks that they are best suited to help her out of her sticky situation. Chapter 16 of Chamber of Secrets is chock full of content, but Dumbledore and Ginny stood out to me most. Dumbledore, because even though he is gone from the school, we are still getting reminders of his impact on the others in the castle. And Ginny, because of her choice in confidant. That wraps up this Harry Potter Lexicon Minute. Want a great listening experience for this and all your podcasts? Give the Podbean app a try. They support us, and we're happy to support them. The link is in the show notes. And if you love deep diving into Potter canon, grab a portkey and head over to www.hp-lexicon.org. And please, don't forget to rate us on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Mischief managed.